This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right, lips.
All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday, it is. It's here again. And I'm Tim Wildman, and we're going to tell you how we play this game here in a few minutes. But Ed Battagliano is with me. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. This is our first Trivia Friday of August.
Yes, yes, and we're all excited here about
Absolutely.
That. We've been looking forward to the first
Be Christmas before you know it.
Trivia Friday of August. As I've said before, it's already Christmas at Cracker Barrel.
Yes. That sounds like a song there, too. One of those
country
Christmas songs. It's already Christmas
at Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel, which I love Cracker Barrel.
I do, too.
They're gonna have Christmas up this month.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. It's August. Of course, they're not alone. They're not alone. J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Great to be here.
Did I get your state right?
Yes, sir. You sure did. And a big weekend this Sunday is my wife Melanie's birthday. So we're going to celebrate at our house. Now, last year I got her a bag and a belt. Thought she'd be excited about it. Apparently, she doesn't care how the vacuum cleaner works. So I'm going to try to do a little better this weekend.
Well, get her a floor buffer.
Wow.
You're a brave man.
Get your wife a vacuum cleaner.
No, my father-in-law did that for my mother-in-law for, I don't know, it was for their anniversary or something. My wife told me that, and he thought he was just being a floor buffer.
Practical.
Yeah.
Get a nice appliance.
I don't think that went over too well.
Get something you can use. I got you something you could use.
The couple, they had the money. The kids were out of the house, and she had been hinting, it was her birthday, hinting about a sports car. Already knew which one she wanted, and she said, for my birthday, she said, I better be getting something that goes from zero to 200, you know, in so many seconds. And he was so proud of himself, but whenever she opened that bathroom scale that he bought her, the man walks with a limp. He walks with a limp to this day.
Yeah. Zero to 200.
I would just not advise that.
In 6 seconds.
I wouldn't encourage that. All right. Trivia Friday, also known as?
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. A couple of things. We have a mystery question, and if answered correctly, you will win a Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt, which we are now holding up on our Facebook.
What sound will accompany the fact that they have won?
Well, here's the sound right there. It's a beloved cowbell. I just can't talk today, but I'm going to have to forge on anyway.
Yeah.
The cowbell will ring, and you will know then that you have won yourself a Trivia Friday Learning
University
t-shirt.
Which we're holding up for those who can see online.
Right.
Where can they see this?
They can watch the show at Facebook or YouTube. Just watch the show there. We're holding up the shirts. So just type in today's issues at YouTube or Facebook and watch the show. You win yourself a Trivia Friday t-shirt if you answer the mystery question correctly. Also, a bottle of the Redeem Clean Laundry Detergent. We will send you that as well. So
can I do a quick commercial for that?
Yes, please.
A lot of people have Cheer, Tide. They've got their favorites for many years. Some businessmen that have a heart for the ministry and a heart for the kingdom. They're successful businessmen. They don't need the money. They love American Family Association, American Family Radio, invented some detergent. They said, we want the profits, the proceeds to go to help AFA and AFR. So that's what happens when you use Redeem Clean. They've got liquid powder, everything you're used to using.
Yep.
And those that have sampled it, including our family, it works as well or better than what's out there. So you can go to AFA store and check out Redeem Clean.
AFAstore.net, AFAstore.net, AFAstore.net. And so there's your mystery question. The only other ground rule we have here is if you've called and gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, if you've called and gotten on the air with us during Trivia Friday, please don't call. give it another week because we like to get as many new people on the program as possible. A lot of folks want to get on the air on Trivia Friday, and we want to make it get as many new folks on the program as possible. Here's the phone number, 888. This is the phone number to call to be on the air with us to ask a trivia question and or ask and or answer a trivia question. Toll free, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. Ed, go ahead with your three questions.
All right, here are my three questions to start us off. Is a penguin a bird or a mammal? Is a penguin a bird or a mammal?
Good question.
That reminds me of the tomato question.
The tomato question?
Yeah, you know, is it a vegetable or a fruit?
Yeah.
It's one of those,
you go, huh?
Yeah.
Never thought about it.
You have to think about it a little bit.
Second question.
So is a penguin, you're asking?
A penguin. Is a penguin a bird or a mammal? Second question. A red letter edition of the Bible has the words of Christ in red. How many books in the Bible actually have the words of Christ in red? Third question. What animal's name literally means earth pig? What animal's name literally means earth pig?
What? Earth pig.
Earth pig.
I changed my name too. That's just not very flattering. You know what I'm saying?
It's not.
So anyway. All right. Interesting.
That's what I got.
Here's what I've got. First question. What is the only U.S. state whose two-letter postal code is two vowels? Mississippi, M-S, you know how when you're sending a letter, what is the only U.S. state whose two-letter postal code is two vowels?
Can you buy them?
Yeah, if you need a lifeline, reach out to Vanna, right? Maybe she can help with that. Second question, the names Rich Froning, Matt Fraser, and Katrin David's daughter are associated with which sport? These names are associated with which sport? Rich Froning, Matt Fraser, Katrin David's daughter.
Say those three times real fast.
Third question.
No,
this is a long question, but after this I'll make it a lot quicker.
Sure. Do we need to take a break midway through?
Happy 50th birthday to the Big Mac. McDonald's launched their double-decker sandwich in 1968. The ingredients of the Big Mac were made famous by the Big Mac ads. Can you quote the ingredients? So many baby boomers have that little song jingle stuck in there, the jingle. So I want to know that two all-beef patties. I want to know the ingredients of the Big Mac.
All right.
How many ingredients are there?
Well, the people that said it over and over while they're jumping rope out there on the sidewalk, they know. They can say it really fast.
My three questions are, what year did Elvis Presley die? That's number one. Number two, what country gave Florida to the USA in the year 1891? What country gave, is what my question says, Florida to the USA in the year 1891? And number three, which is the rarest blood type in humans? Which is the rarest blood type?
Good question.
I think it's the kind that turns you into a vampire. I think that's right.
Well, that's one guess.
I may have to check on that.
How would you say that? What in an accent? Yeah.
I have the rarest blood. Count Chocula. A one. Ha ha ha. A two. Ha ha.
Count Chocula. I never get tired of that.
Can we start taking calls?
Yes, we can.
I can do this all show.
No. I don't think it's necessary.
Okay. Yeah. We go to Louisiana. Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning to the professors, and Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas from Cracker Barrel.
Are you calling from Cracker Barrel, Keith?
No, sir, I'm not.
I'm serious. You go to Cracker Barrel. I'm not picking on Cracker Barrel. I love Cracker Barrel, but you watch. In August, they put out their Christmas stuff. You would probably in the next couple weeks.
When we were all kids, you know, they start putting out the Halloween stuff a few weeks early, Thanksgiving, you know, whatever. The first time that I saw that they overlapped, I went, whoa, 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 in my mind. It's not even Halloween. It's not even Thanksgiving. You got Christmas trees and Christmas songs playing. It seemed like it kind of freaked you out on the calendar.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Guess I'm gonna try the one, Vowels State Capital.
Here's the question.
I mean the state
right,
with two vowels.
Right. Here's the question. What is the only U.S. state whose two-letter postal code is two vowels?
I want to say Iowa.
Hey!
Right out of the chute.
The very question. First question answered. You know what that sound means, don't you, Keith?
Oh, yes, sir.
It means the Bulldogs have scored. No, that means Keith's won himself a T-shirt and some detergent to wash it with.
That's
hey,
right.
I like that.
Hey, Keith, that means when we're finished with you on the air, don't hang up. We will put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information so we can stick this stuff in the mail for you.
Hey, Keith, I got a note. Did you just roll through the 50, start at Maine, and start coming through, or how did you get that so quickly?
I was thinking of the states that started with A, and I thought about Arizona, and then I got, and then I was like, well, it ain't those, and then I went to the I's. I knew it wasn't any E's. I don't think there is, so I just thought about Iowa.
Hey, way to go. What's your question for us?
I grew up a long time Atlanta Braves fan, and there's a guy by the name of Chipper Jones. He recently got inducted to the Hall of Fame. What is his real name, Chipper Jones?
While we're trying to decide, my wife and daughter went and watched Atlanta Braves game, and they saw Chipper in the audience there, and then he went to the skybox, and they were so excited about him getting inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But that is a great question.
You know, Keith, let us talk amongst ourselves. You know, I've never known him to be anything but Chipper.
I know it.
And
now, is it Chip off the old block?
That's what I'm wondering.
Is he named
junior
after his dad?
In a way, a Chip?
I don't know.
But if we don't know his dad's name, we're still not any better off.
What is it, Keith?
Larry Wayne Jones.
Larry Wayne
Jones. Is he a junior?
I'm not sure. I just know it's Larry Wayne. So
Is Chipper something you would call a junior?
I think so. I think JJ's right. I think it's Chip off the old block.
It could be like Bo or Bubba or Skipper. It just could be a nickname for the sake of a nickname.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
What's his real name, though?
Larry Wayne.
Larry Wayne Jones.
Larry Wayne Jones. That's like a wrestler.
Larry Wayne.
Entering the ring right now is Larry Wayne.
Big Larry Wayne.
Who's going to take on Larry Wayne Jones tonight? I want to see that one. Huh? All right, yes.
Guys, he is a junior.
Brent
might solve the mystery.
So that's probably what it is. Mm-hmm. Chipper, I think, is, like JJ is saying, is junior.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah, Keith, thanks for calling, my friend. You have a great day.
I'm going to put you on hold, Keith, so don't go anywhere. Also, baseball news, Red Sox stomped the New York Yankees last night, 15-7.
15-7.
So I just wanted to make
that.
You're
happy about that, aren't you?
I'm happy about that. The evil empire. He stuck it to him.
Tell us how you really think, Boston native.
Let's go.
Texas, John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, fellas, it's John from Cut and Shoot. You miss me?
Yes, we have missed you, John.
We've been asking about you, John.
Right. Hey, how early does Christmas start in Cut and Shoot?
Oh, man. Well, the trees are still green, but that's all the trees. So I guess probably around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, fellas, I got to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
I'm going to try Earth Pig, see if I can remember my biology from 5 decades ago.
Okay, well, here's the question. Mm-hmm. What animal's name literally means Earth Pig?
Is it the aardvark?
It is the aardvark.
The aardvark.
Very good.
The aardvark.
One of my favorite cartoons growing up was, they had the Pink Panther cartoons, and they always had the aardvark and the ant. And he was always, hey, ant, come here. I want to eat you. And so that was.
Was he kin to Count Chocula?
Why they starting to sound alike?
got a little bit of a crossover there.
Hey, John.
I want to suck your blood.
John, good memory. But now you kind of painted yourself into a corner. The next time your wife sends you out with a more than three things on the list to go to the grocery store, you're not really going to have any excuse.
Aardvark.
Oh, man, I messed up. I wasn't thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you can remember aardvark from 5 decades ago, but you couldn't remember milk.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay. During World War II, when we had German prisoners here in the United States, my hometown's Tyler, Texas, and we had a prisoner of war camp up there. And when the prisoners, when they first saw the armadillo,
mm-hmm.
okay, what did they call it in German? Because they didn't know what to, you know, it was just new to them. So they saw their first armadillos and they gave it a name.
Okay, we're going to talk. We're going to talk amongst ourselves, John. So don't say yes or no.
What is the German word for Shazam?
That could be a pretty good guess. I was going to guess Panzer, but Shazam.
I have no clue.
I'm going to say Panzer for tank.
Okay, you've got half of it. They called it the Panzer Swine.
The armored pig.
That is interesting.
Just keeping with the pig theme on my deal. So there.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, John, I don't want to get too far.
Do people
out.
Eat armadillos?
I don't think so.
I think they're diseased. You can get leprosy from an armadillo.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
The answer to that
you kidding?
Would be
are
no.
You serious?
No, I'm serious. Oh. They carry leprosy.
Hey, John, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but I was reading an article once where some strategic places in Texas held the POWs, and they discovered that some of these German prisoners were very, very talented artists, and they came over and they painted the mural for the baptism, and they painted some things in the church that are there to this day, and they said they're just beautiful works of art. So I thought that would be really interesting. I don't remember what town it was.
Some of them were Italian prisoners too.
Maybe it was the Italian and not the Germans. Yeah, it was.
There's a little town in up in the Panhandle of Texas called Umbarger, and at the Catholic Church there, the Italian prisoners carved out the Stations of the Cross and gave it to that church when they left to go back to Italy because the church treated them so nice when they came there to worship.
Nice.
Wow.
Hey, listen, thank you for listening to AFR, and you have a great weekend. See you in about 6 weeks.
Okay.
That was John from Cut and Shoot. Wasn't that John?
Are you going to be in Cut and Shoot
no.
in 6 weeks?
No. He'll be back.
Call back.
The program.
Okay. Remember he asked us if we missed him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I thought maybe JJ was going there.
He will eventually. JJ's like Tom Baudet, you know, just travels the country.
leaving the light on
for you. There, what's that song about? Was it Johnny Cash, I've Been Everywhere Man?
I think it was,
That's JJ's theme song. That's his life verse. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're taking your phone calls. We just move ahead. Who we got next,
Ed? All
right,
Ed? We go to North Carolina. Joe is on the line. Joe, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, gentlemen, got another Major League Baseball question trivia for you.
All right.
Arguably, you ask any baseball purist, they'll say that Ty Cobb was probably the greatest hitter in Major League Baseball history. What number did Ty Cobb wear during his playing days with the Detroit Tigers?
Wow. Okay, let me beg to differ, Joe. This is just surely a matter of opinion, so there's no right or wrong answer here, except that I would say Pete Rose was the greatest hitter.
Well, he did say arguably.
Yeah, arguably.
And I said arguably.
Yes.
So we're gonna argue right
I'm
here.
First off, I'm going to talk about regrets. I don't have a whole lot, but using that Honus Wagner and that Ty Cobb baseball card and putting that on the spokes of my Stingray, bad mistake.
But anyway, the question is, what number did Ty Cobb wear?
Guys, I have no idea. You're kind of our baseball expert.
Yeah, Ty Cobb, though, he preceded me. by 50
well,
years.
Let's just start with all the ones we know. Mickey Mantle is number seven.
Oh, we're going to do a, what do you call it?
Process of elimination.
We don't know, Joe. So what's 20, the answer?
23 is in my head, but I don't know if that's.
24 is in my head.
No, it's not 23 or 24. It's none because back when Ty Cobb played, Major League players didn't have numbers on their jersey.
That's true. That is true. And in fact, I even asked a question about a year ago about the first year that I think it was the Yankees that first wore numbers on their jerseys?
1929. Yeah, 1929, New York Yankees. Ruth, number 3. Gehrig, number 4. Tony Lazzari, I think, was number 7.
Yeah.
It was the New York Yankees, 1929. Cobb played with the Tigers from 1905 to 1926.
So when the guys were announcing the game and they looked out there and they wanted to talk about a play, they said, what number player is that? I think Burmashave.
Hey, that is a great, great trivia question, Joe. Do you want to answer one of ours?
Sure will, yeah. Let me take the penguin one. Is it an animal or a mammal?
All right. Is a penguin a bird or a mammal, Joe?
It's a mammal.
That is not correct. It is a flightless bird. Now, when I looked this up, I was looking up some animal trivia. I actually thought, that's easy, it's a mammal. And it said, no, it is a flightless bird. But everyone thinks it's a mammal because it doesn't.
Hey, what point in the relationship between a father and a son penguin does the father sit down and have the talk?
About you're not going to be able to fly?
Right. Yeah, son, I know you got wings. And our whole family does. In fact, our whole species does. Yeah. But they're useless. So if you ever think you're going to fly. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so here it is, all these years, I thought Burgess Meredith was a mammal. How
about that? On Batman, the penguin.
Mama and the dad bird, the little turtle, climbed up the tree, climbed out on a limb, jumped off, hit the ground. This happened about 3 times, and they were just cringing, mom and dad bird. And then finally, the dad said to the mom, it's time we told him he was adopted.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
I tell you what, let's do. Let's take our break about a minute early. Question in. We'll take a break about a minute early. When we come back, more Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We're going to go to Patricia in Louisiana. It says L.A., so.
We'll assume that's not Lower Alabama.
Lower Alabama.
Or Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. I think it's Louisiana. And we got all kind of other folks standing by. Joe in Texas, Linda in Kentucky, Todd in North Carolina, Seth in L.A. So, and then your calls, too, at 888-589-8840. You can watch this here show on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and our live stream should come up. We'll see you back here in about 2 or 3 minutes.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
You know, people often ask me, Tim, what's your favorite part of the Holy Land Tour? I've been leading Holy Land Tours for many years now. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, I learned how to lead these Israel tours from my dad, who started doing them in the 60s. And then he taught me in the 80s and 90s. And now my wife, Allison, and I lead these tours annually to Israel. And we love going because we love seeing people's eyes when they see things such as the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River and the Garden Tomb and the Wailing Wall. See all these things for the first time and maybe the last time in many folks' lives, because this is a bucket list trip. We're going to be going in March. If you want a brochure sent to your mailbox, Give us a call at 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, option 5. And we'll send you a brochure. If you want to go to the website, everything's there, twholyland.com, twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. Ashton Hess of O'Fallon, Illinois, was on vacation with his family in Seattle. They stopped outside a Starbucks roastery to wait for an Uber. Out of nowhere, the 17-year-old was attacked, smacked in the head. One of the attackers grabbed his Make America Great Again ball cap. At some point, Ashton turned on his video camera and began filming the aftermath, which you can watch at toddstarnes.com. One of the anti-Trump goons spit on the hat, threw it in the street. Another screamed obscenities at the family, told them to get out of town. Now, reasonable people would conclude this kind of behavior is simply not acceptable in a civilized society. But you would be surprised at the number of people who agreed that the teenage boy got what he deserved for being a supporter of President Trump. That's not right, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. Is the Pope right when he says the death penalty is inadmissible in all situations? What does the Bible say? Which came first, Donald Trump or disgust with the talking snake media? And does the left believe that racism against white people is even possible? That and more today on Focal Point at 105 Central.
You know, Flipper, little known fact there, he, a couple years
here we go.
Of the show, he went on strike. He wasn't being paid fairly.
Yeah.
Because what they did was they did two or three shots of him in the water and then used that show after show after show after show. So he never really got the royalties that
right.
he deserved. And
plus, he found out how much they were paying Big Ben and Mr. Ed. Yeah. And he said, come on, guys, I'm smarter than both of them put together.
He died a bitter dolphin.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of going on strike, if mimes went on strike, would there be anything written on their protest signs out there on the picket line?
That makes you go,
That's pretty funny. Can you imagine a bunch of mimes out there with signs?
No
nothing,
words.
Nothing on it?
Nothing on it. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. That's what we call this. We're here every Friday with this show for an hour and a half. And what are we here for, Ed? What drives
asked,
us?
Tim.
What's our goal?
Our goal is to make people smarterer, betterer, and awesomer.
Yeah.
I can never remember that third one.
Smarterer, betterer, and awesomer.
Right.
Those are our goals. If we accomplish those things during this hour and a half,
it's been worth it.
It's been worth
all the hours of study that we put into this show, finding the best in trivia would be worth it.
Right.
The midterms, 95 days away. Candidates make a lot of promises. Sometimes they're being truthful, sometimes they're not. Here's what we want to say candidly. You listen to this show, your garden will have a better yield. You will not have septic tank trouble. No, you won't. If you listen, if you're a regular listener of this show, those kinds of things are going to happen in your life, and you're going to be amazed.
That's right. We have made promises like you listen every week. You listen, your IQ goes up 1%. We stand by these.
Yes.
We stand by these claims.
Just like Tammy Wynette.
We stand by these totally false claims.
All right, let's give our questions, Ed. Repeat our questions.
I'm about to add some. I've had a couple answers, so I'll add a couple. The one I have left from before, A red letter edition of the Bible has the words of Christ in red. How many books in the Bible actually have the words of Christ in red? Second question. A person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from Nevada? What do you call a person from Nevada? And third question, I had an aardvark question already, so I have a second one. Actually, I have a third one for next week.
Wow, you dug deep into the aardvark world, didn't you?
I sure did.
How many websites did you have to go?
Just one. Really? It had everything I needed to know about aardvarks.
Okay. Yeah.
On what continent does the aardvark live? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about in its natural habitat, not in a zoo or something. On what continent does the aardvark live?
Here's what I've got. The names Rich Froning, Matt Fraser, and Katrin David's daughter are associated with which sport? And I might say instead of sport, fitness movement.
Okay.
Second question, happy 50th birthday to the Big Mac. I want to know if you have the ingredients of the Big Mac memorized. The TV ad made it real famous with that two all-beef patties, and then there's more to that.
Right.
If you can still say that, that's what I want to hear. What are the ingredients for the Big Mac from the jingle? Then I'll add one. What was the name of Sherlock Holmes' assistant? What was the name of Sherlock Holmes' assistant?
All right, here are my three questions. What year did Elvis Presley die? Number two, what country gave Florida to the USA in the year 1891? I would have thought we had to purchase it, but I guess we...
I didn't realize it was that late in our history.
They gave it to me either. 1891, this particular country gave us Florida. Mm. Who is it? Number three, which is the rarest blood type in humans? I think O positive is the most famous.
Common.
Common, I guess I'll give that away. But what's the rarest blood type in humans? All right, let's go back to the phones, Ed.
We do. We go to Louisiana, and Patricia is on the line. Patricia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. We hope you're doing well here on Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right, which question you want to answer?
Elvis Presley one.
Okay, Patricia, what year did Elvis Presley die?
August 16th, 1977.
Yes, that is. And we're not clapping because he died.
Right.
We're clapping because she got the correct answer.
My husband and I had just moved down to Panama.
Oh, you know, that's interesting. For those who grew up in that generation, you know, it's one of those moments. It's kind of like JFK.
Yeah.
Assassination.
Pearl Harbor, JFK, now a little closer to today's date, 9/11, you know, right where you were.
Most people of that generation, they remember when Elvis died.
Yep.
Because it was premature death, and, you know, he was only
so famous and so popular.
42 years old. So the year was, but the year was 1977 when Elvis Presley. It's hard to believe it's been that long ago, but yeah.
I showed up at a cookout, and I was dating Betty Carby. Betty and her sister Bobby were holding each other, sobbing uncontrollably.
Because Elvis died?
And I thought, I don't know what's happened, but something really, really bad. And they had just found out Elvis died.
Huh. Wow. Betty and Bobby?
Yeah, two girls.
You dated both of them?
No. I dated the older sister.
Don't get flustered.
But they were really close. And
did you date the older sister trying to get to the younger sister?
No, I did not. We were at a cookout. Christian friends getting together. We were all youth.
Yeah. You were all youth.
Youth.
Because you were in high school.
Yeah. All right. We got a correct answer. That is a correct answer.
So Patricia, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. It's a Bible question.
Okay, go ahead.
We know the shortest verse, Jesus wept. There is another two-word verse in the Bible. What Bible, where is it in the Bible, and what is it?
Another two-word verse?
See, that surprises me. I know there's a three-word verse.
Right.
Remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
But another two-word. Hmm. You think those Bible drill folks.
So I know it's in Isaiah. So anyway,
So anyway?
I think it's so anyway. A comma. There's a comma after that.
Well, that's not a sentence, though, but what you're saying.
Oh, it has to be a sentence?
A sentence.
Judgment laid out, and then the next verse is, so anyway.
I remember reading that.
After you pick yourself up from that.
Hey, wait, what about something in Revelation or something, maybe like Maranatha and then like one other word?
Maranatha.
Or something. Maranatha, something, amen. Something, amen. Yeah. What about something like that?
That could throw some stuff out there. Let's go with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Patricia.
I'm saying so anyway.
No, it's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, "Rejoice always."
Oh well, that works.
That's right. Rejoice Pray without always. Ceasing. Some of those other things, and then
I say rejoice. Is that just in the song?
No, that may be in Peter or something.
Rejoice always, and again I say rejoice. That's a great song.
It is.
Praise song.
It's an oldie.
Yeah.
Rejoice always. Mm-hmm. Patricia, you have taught me something.
Yes.
I did not know that. I always thought Jesus wept was the shortest.
Yeah.
So.
Alone
was
the shortest.
Learn something new every day.
Well, that's why we're here, Patricia. Great Bible trivia. Yes.
Thank you, Patricia.
Right,
have a great day.
God bless you.
And I'm going to try to look up that so anyway. See if
it's in there. I just remember seeing it.
Might be worded different in the original Greek or the Hebrew.
I'm sure it is.
Who's next?
All right, we go to North Carolina. Our old friend Todd from Seagrove. Todd, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning to the university once again.
Hey, Todd. How you doing, bro?
Hello.
I think you're still on. Yeah, you were on.
I was yelling, your mute button.
Yeah,
my apologies.
Hey, Todd, did you know that about Rejoice Always being the shortest verse along with Jesus Wept?
No, but it's like you just said earlier, it's like you learn something new every day, so that's great to know that.
You're not kidding.
All right, Todd, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, but before I do, I just want to say that Learning University inspired me to rename a famous song from the 1970s. Do you want to know what that is?
Sure.
Well, you'll catch it as soon as I say the title. The song I'm renaming is called 25 or Heretofore.
Chicago.
There you go.
Oh, that's right.
25.
It was a Chicago hit, wasn't it? 25 or Heretofore.
Oh, that's so good.
Todd. You're good, Todd. I got to get it to you, man.
Hey, Todd, I want you to message me on Facebook because so many people that we meet, they say, you don't look anything like we thought you would on the radio. And I was just telling Tim Wildman, I wonder what you look like. Message me over on Facebook because I want to follow you and your family. I appreciate your love for the Bible, and you're such a regular listener to Trivia Friday.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, I'm still learning about the internet and everything because I'm blind. I don't recall whether I mentioned that in the past. So within the last year or so, I've been learning to use my iPad through the services for the blind and everything. So it's like once I catch on to some more things, I'll probably do that. I'm hesitant about doing Facebook and social media, to be honest with you. So it's just time will tell when it comes about Facebook.
Well, and a lot of people are. So you're in a category of a lot of people that say,
how do you use an iPad if you're blind?
Boy, Braille.
Enhanced voiceover technology. It's like, you know, you're able to, you know, flick up and down or, you know, right to left, you know, it'll read. It has like a speaking voice to tell you what app you're on.
Oh, gotcha. Boy, technology, that's come a long way from just Braille and some of the other things that I'm fascinated when I try to imagine somebody learning how to read Braille. That just seems like that'd be so difficult.
Yeah.
All right, Todd, we are here to take your question and have you answer one of ours. Which one you want to tackle?
Well, there's a couple that I'm really tempted to take on. It's one of yours and one of JJ's, but I tell you, since I am a baby boomer, I am going to tackle JJ's Big Mac question.
Here's the question. Happy 50th birthday to the Big Mac. McDonald's launched their double-decker sandwich in 1968. The ingredients of the Big Mac were made famous by the Big Mac ads, and Todd's going to do this for all the baby boomers. Can you quote the ingredients?
All right. It's like two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
You're exactly right.
You got it. Todd,
can,
got it.
Todd, can you do it any faster than that? Because my sisters did it like it was in a blur. I could never do it fast like all my friends and my little sisters.
You know, isn't it interesting how Todd remembers that? It stuck with him.
I right.
You're talking about a great advertising campaign.
I remember.
You're
it.
Not kidding.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me
yeah.
too.
Hey, Todd, can you do it a little faster?
Ooh, I'll give it a shot. I'm good for comic entertainment, if nothing else. But it says, two all beef, patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun.
Yeah, yeah. Right there. That's the way I remember it. Hey,
there was another burger chain that had a great ad campaign that's still remembered today.
Were they saying Wendy's, where's the beef?
Well, that was one, too, but have it your way. At Burger King.
Yeah,
remember, have
right.
it your way at Burger King.
Hey, can right. I give you guys a little bit of a backstory on this? The idea for the Big Mac came from a person that owned a franchise, and it was Jim Delagatti, and he came up with it in Pittsburgh, and he said, can I put this in my Pittsburgh restaurants? And they said, no, but you can in one, just to see how it does. And it didn't, but they said, but you have to use a regular bun. You know, he wanted to do it just like we know it.
Yeah.
And it didn't do well. So he changed and put it on a sesame seed bun, and the sales skyrocketed. And the rest, as Paul Harvey would say, and that's the rest of the story, then the whole McDonald's embraced it, and they launched it in 1968.
And Jim Delagatti probably didn't get a dime for it.
He may not have. And he says, Jim said, this wasn't like discovering the light bulb. The bulb was already there. All I did was screw it into the socket. So he was pretty humble. But a guy in Pittsburgh started it 1968, and then that TV ad, everybody and your brother, if you're a grandparent or a baby boomer, you remember that little jingle.
And I do want to make note of the fact that Jim was Italian. So when it comes when it comes to food.
There's more than pizza.
That's right. There is more to pizza.
And a great ideas.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great week.
Wait, that's a question for
us.
Yeah, that's
Todd's
right.
Todd's got to bring it.
All right, Todd.
You're all right, JJ, you're trying to rush me off too quick.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
But no, I have a Bible question for you, and it has to do with Hannah, who was the mother of Samuel. My question is, how many children did she have after Samuel?
Hannah, the mother of Samuel.
Yeah.
It seems like she had three or four. You remember she is asking for a child. She went, she was praying, and she was praying so fervently that he thought.
The priest
thought she was drunk and
right.
said, how dare you? This is shameful to be drunk in the mid-morning. No, I really want a child. I'll dedicate him to the Lord. And she had Samuel, but then she went on to have three or four more children, it seems like.
Yeah, no, I don't know the exact number, but she.
I'm gonna say three.
All right, I'm good with that. Tim? You good with three?
Good. I'm good.
All right, how about three, Todd?
Well, you're close. It's actually five. She had three sons and two daughters.
After Samuel.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
Go to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21.
All right, great question.
I knew the Lord blessed her, and there was like a little declaration of, you know, appreciates your faithfulness, and I'm going to bless you with more children. Nice little pro-life thing about having children is a blessing from God and not a burden or curse.
Thank you, Todd. Calling from North Carolina. We go next to whom?
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday. Seth, you there?
Had my phone on mute. Good morning.
Hey, all buddy. Right.
Okay.
How are you?
We almost hung up, Seth. Did you go? Did you go make a sandwich or something?
I was just sitting waiting.
He said he had his phone on mute.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Seth. Ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both, please.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The one about Sherlock Holmes' assistant.
Here's the question. What was the name of Sherlock Holmes' assistant, Seth?
I say, come, come, Dr. Watson.
Even as the British accent.
That's great. That's right. Dr. Watson. John Watson, but everybody knew him as, you know, Dr. Watson, that famous Sherlock Holmes, for those of you that don't remember, the detective. Hey, right? way to go, Seth. What's
were,
your...
those, were those really good? I didn't read those books. Were they really good books?
I didn't read them either.
I didn't read them. I remember some of the old movies. You know,
people used to read those. Basil and Rathbone. Nancy Drew and the series, and then the...
The Hardy Boys.
Right.
I think what I remember in the movies was that curly down pipe of Sherlock Holmes, and then just like says the my dear Watson, you know, Dr. Watson, you know, and a little bit of that. Hey, Seth, what's your question for us?
John Wilkes Booth was on the run. How long was he on the run, and where did they find him?
John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated
Abraham Lincoln,
he was on the run. What's the question?
For how many days was he on the run until they found him, and where did they find him?
All right, Seth.
Like, in what building?
I'm going to take this one.
Okay.
They say, a lot of experts say, that it was right there, Maryland, whatever, in a barn. And that's one theory. Another theory that Seth may not know about is that he made his way to Guntown, Mississippi. In fact, there is a marker in the graveyard right there on the outskirts of Guntown of John Wilkes Booth. And all of the elderly people 20, 30 years ago, they remember somebody being hid in the attic of the Booth family, and that he made his way to Guntown, and that's where he died.
Which is about 20 miles north of where we are.
Where our flagship station is. So Seth may not know that part of it, but there's a marker there. And all the people that were great-grandparents, they said, I saw him moving around through the window, and the grocery store delivered food there for 20, 30 years, extra food, because they knew that he was being hidden in the attic.
Huh. Well, I don't know.
But let's go with the what's the traditional answer?
Yeah,
Seth?
What answer are you looking for, Seth?
Okay, he was found in the barn.
Okay, how many days later?
In Virginia, I think, and I think it's like 10 days.
13 days later.
Seth, have you heard that other theory?
Yes, sir, I have. I read it in a Bill O'Reilly book.
Oh, really? Uh-oh.
About killing Lincoln?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
It's called Lincoln's Last Days.
He's 15. You're 15 years old, and you read one of Bill O'Reilly's books?
Good for you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Seth, man,
I actually read another one on Kennedy, too.
Killing Kennedy.
Wow.
Man, you're going places, Seth.
Yep.
I know.
Seth, you're articulate, a good
Seth,
reader.
Remember us down the road.
Remember us little people.
Yeah, us little people. Thank you, Seth. God bless you, brother. Have a great day. You're listening to Trivia Friday on the American Family Radio Network. We also call this Learning University. Learning University's on the air. The Pinocchio impersonation there brought to you by Professor Ed Battagliano, who doubles as a professor. He triples as Ed.
Because I'm a real boy.
And Pinocchio and a professor. All right, so we go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Kentucky. Linda is on the line. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Good morning, Linda. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I was going to do both, but they answered all my questions.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I think I know. The one attempts. Could Tim repeat one of his questions?
I will, Linda. I'll be glad to. The two questions I have that have heretofore been unanswered are these. What country gave Florida to the USA in the year 1891? And the second question is, which is the rarest blood type in humans?
I had the rarest blood type in humans is AB negative.
AB negative.
Wow. Hey, nicely Man. Done.
Linda, no hesitation at all.
Are you a nurse?
No, but I worked in dialysis for years.
Okay.
AB negative. Only 1% of the population have AB negative.
Wow.
Blood.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. And you said O positive is the most.
I think that's true. Is that true, Linda? O positive is the most common.
I'm not sure. It probably is.
Are you positive?
Because.
I think O positive. We can look it up and see, but I want to say, but AB negative is correct. She is correct.
Wow. Yeah, all right.
Hey, Linda, what's your question for us?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of Celebrate Recovery?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Hey, it's a Christ-centered 12-step recovery program, and it is the state-sponsored recovery program for how many states? I'll give you three. 24, 34, or 44?
All right. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Linda. Hang on just a second.
You know, Allison and I were talking about that the other day at dinner. How many states use that as their official recovery?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the middle number, Linda.
I already forgot the choices. We'll jump in. 30, we'll jump in. 34.
Y'all not going to give me a chance to remember our conversation at dinner the other night about okay. this? It's going to jump right in there and answer for everybody.
We will, Tip. Huh? What number did you guys come up with?
What were the options again, Linda?
24, 34, or 44?
I think Allison said 34, and she was positive about that.
Was she O positive?
She was O positive.
She was O positive.
All right, we're going with 34, Linda.
Actually, it's
44.
44? 44?
But what year are you talking about? Because they added 10 there in, I think, 97.
Yeah.
You know?
He's being a wise guy, Linda.
Linda, that is a great
which is rare.
A great organization, a great
yep.
They're helping a lot of people.
And is that from Saddleback Church? Was that Rick Warren?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is, yeah.
Well, that's expanded quickly then.
All right, Linda, thanks for calling.
That's amazing.
You have a great day there in the bluegrass state of Kentucky, where J.J. Jasper left and a lot of your brain power was sucked out.
Left with him.
I got my name. Time. I got my hand over my heart right now, just in honor of the bluegrass state.
J.J. left to Kentucky, and the state IQ dropped 2 points average. All right, we got what time for one more before the break.
All right, before the break, we go to Florida. Nanette is on the line. Nanette, welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing?
We're
doing okay.
We're blessed.
What is your name, Nanette?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to answer.
Okay, which question would you like to answer, Nanette?
What do you have left? Because I was going for Elvis, but someone took that.
All right, what about this one? What country gave Florida, your home state there, or the state you're calling from, to the USA in the year 1891?
What about the one in Florida that has states or something or other? I want to know if that was in Spain.
Can you understand?
You got a little bit garbled.
Is your answer Spain?
Yes.
That is correct.
Hey, all right. Nice. Nicely done.
Spain, are you calling from the Jacksonville area, Nanette?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
because Spain controlled Florida. And as you said, 1891, that's kind of late in the game.
Must have been the Spanish-American War. Then they must have given it up.
Yeah.
Well, now, a little-known fact, in 1891, it would rain mainly in the plain there.
In Spain?
Yes.
In Florida?
Yes.
Well, it was part of Spain. So.
You know, they also gave Disney
Thank
World.
Thank you, Nanette.
Spain also gave Disney World to
Yes.
at the same time.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how we got Orlando.
You know, we could hardly hear you, Nanette. Nanette, if you'll send us an email, because I could hardly hear her, we'll send you a T-shirt.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
That'd be good.
Just for the trouble we had connecting there. I know you waited a long time.
So, Nanette, send an email.
Comments@AFR.net.
Comments@AFR.net. We'll get your information and send you a T-shirt.
Your mailing address and size T-shirt you'd like.
All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.